Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next, well, actually 3 hours. We've got, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we'll have Siri with me, and then normally we would have had Cindy McLeish, but unfortunately something's happened to Cindy, and she won't be in this afternoon, so we'll play some music between 1 and 2. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got Choice Tunes. We've got our surprise guest. We've got all the... Well, I was nearly going to say him or her, but I'm not going to say that. So we've got our surprise guest, and we've got all the music. It's on the computer, and we'll find out what they've been doing right through their life and also what the music means to their life. So sit back. We hope to have a great time. But being the fourth Wednesday in the month, it's Siri, and I have with me Jackie from Siri. How are you, Jackie?
I'm so well, Alan. How are you today?
I'm very well too, thank you. Now, we're going to talk about a whole lot of things, and but first of all, let's get talking about the school. We talk about a bit, and I believe you're the new principal at the Yarra Junction.
Yeah, what an incredible privilege that is too. So I've been there for only 3 weeks, at the end of this week, so learning lots about Siri and lots about the school, and it's been fabulous.
And so Siri threw you in the deep end today.
He certainly did.
Anyway, thanks, Kania, for organising it.
I don't mind being thrown in the deep end.
Jackie, I guess the first thing we've got to, seeing that we've never had you before, we'd like to ask a little bit about yourself. What put you into the what I call the social sphere rather than corporate? I mean, and I don't mean this by putting it down at all, but in corporate, people earn a lot more money than what they do if you're working these sorts of work. So the people, the point I'm trying to make, the people that go into these don't go into it for the money. So what, first of all, drew you to education?
Yeah.
And then secondly, what drew you into the social sector?
Well, great question. So I've wanted to be a teacher since I was probably 3 years old. Said all along I wanted to be a teacher and kept my eye on the ball and kept working towards the goal. Took a few sideways steps along the way, had a couple of children and then went back to university and did a double degree in education.
Oh, so you were a mature age student?
Yes, I was. I was 28 when I came out of university, when I finished. So not mature, but mature.
Nope.
I didn't actually
mean you came out at old age.
A little bit mature. And so that was a bit of a hard slog, actually, you know, having two young children and going to university.
Absolutely.
And completing the double degree. But I got there in the end, and what an achievement. That satisfaction that you get from actually completing something like that is huge.
So along the line, and we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about yourself because we're here to talk about Siri, but
yeah,
the people that are listening, their children will be going to, could be going to your school, and
absolutely,
they'd like to know a bit about you.
Yeah.
What sort of career did you have prior to decide? Well, you said you wanted to be a teacher, but you took some other side steps along the way. What sort of career did you have prior to education?
Oh, well, I was a mum.
Yeah.
That was a pretty full-time
well,
job.
That's a full-time job.
I was doing some performance as well, actually. I had a job in a theatre restaurant show, so I was singer, actor, dancer in a theatre restaurant.
Which restaurant?
It was called Spiders Theatre Restaurant in South Melbourne.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that was so much fun. I did some suit work. I did some, suit operator, you know, costuming up in the performance space very much.
Yep.
And did some film and television extra work. So I did that when my children were young and I taught singing. That's how I paid my way through university as well.
Wow,
I had
very
about
good.
Up to 30 singing students per week coming to me. And, so teaching, something I've always loved. I absolutely love to be able to mentor young people and be a positive role model and influence and be that person that supports them through really challenging times.
And we had quite a lot of theatre restaurants, didn't we? There was Dirty Dicks and there's a couple up the top
Witches
in the
and
city.
Bridges.
Yeah, well, that's right, Witches and Bridges.
Yeah.
So we had quite a... That scene seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, it's such a shame. So up on the Gold Coast, they still have Dracula's, and I think Dracula's is still here in Melbourne.
I think you're right, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it's fantastic. Going to see a show, you sit down for a meal and you get a live show. It's interactive, it's vibrant. Mm. Yeah, it's something I really love, actually.
All right, so obviously... something came up and you decided you wanted to get back into education. So obviously the position came up at Siri and you took that.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah.
All right, so it's nice to know a bit about yourself because you're the person that's going to be leading that school, and I know that you've got I think, four campuses now, haven't you?
Yes. So there's Yarra Junction, Berwick, Mount Evelyn, and we have Lilydale now as well.
Yep. And I know the Berwick one, and we've talked about this before, was specially built for another school that went broke, and Siri got to take it over, which is, I believe it's all purposely built. So that's, I'm not sure whether you've got there yet or not to see it, but I know it's a terrific school.
No, look, I have, years ago, my eldest daughter attended Morrison's, which is now the campus at Mount Evelyn, and I had the pleasure of going to the Lilydale campus to check that out last week. Good. I haven't got myself out to Berwick yet, but I'd love to. I definitely plan to do that.
I haven't been there, but I know it was a terrific school because it was purposely built as a school. It wasn't just, you know, you're being put into something that wasn't already there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... what's your impression? You walked in, you're a newbie. I believe you came from interstate, although you are a Melbourneite.
Yes.
You came back from interstate. So what was your impression when you first walked into school? Because we got to say, and it is true, it's not a normal mainstream school.
No, it's definitely not. So when I first walked into the campus, it's stunning. It's absolutely beautiful. I love the environment, looking out over the mountains. It's not your standard school. That's right. You don't have your quadrangles and you know, that we did when we were at school. But the classrooms feel like they have more life in them. You know, there's more timber, there's verandas, there's plants, there's trees when you look out. It's a vibrant place. It's a busy place. And what really struck me most when I first met the staff was the warmth. The absolute warmth and welcoming and acceptance that I felt from all of that staff.
Well, you need that in those sorts of schools, don't you? Because let's be honest, it's not a school where there's one teacher and 25 children and they teach the middle of the grade, and if the excellent ones are held back a bit, well, they can't do much about it and they try to drag the bottom ones up. But this school is really designated around each child, isn't it?
100%. So students come to us, obviously, from all different backgrounds, and we welcome that. And so at Siri, we really do tailor the education experience to the student. It's really caring and nurturing. We use a Berry Street model, a trauma-informed approach, assuming that our students have probably experienced some challenging things in their lives. Many of them have. Many of us have.
Yep.
So it's really about...
there,
well, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly right. And we can share that with our students as much as it's appropriate, of course, and really guide them through those challenging times. But, you know, we're not pushing them along to learn at a faster rate than they are actually capable of. So we're celebrating small goals. We're not saying you need to complete X, Y, Z by this date. You know, if you complete this and that's on your individual learning plan or your focus plan and this is your goal and we've helped you to get there, it is a massive reason for celebration. It's got a really beautiful community feel. It's a small school. Our campus has only 100 students and all of the staff know all of the students. It's great.
Just got to take a quick break, Jackie. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And we're talking to Jackie from Siri. She's the new principal out at the school at Yarra Junction. One of the things that you've touched on before, and I just want to bring up again, I believe that one of certainly the differences between your school and a lot of other schools is that each child has their own plan and program, don't they?
They absolutely do. So on enrolment, the students have a meeting with myself and a parent, and then they come along and they have a meeting with the class teacher and the learning assistant. So each of our classrooms has a teacher and a learning assistant in a class of about 15 students. So it's a lovely number. It's a beautiful ratio.
Small number so the teacher can keep an eye. When I say keep an eye on them, I don't mean physically, but more on their abilities.
Just really cater to their needs best. And so they actually co-create an individual learning plan. So the student has a lot of input into that. In fact, they drive a lot of that. And that might be how we can support them to move towards other courses or work apprenticeships. Or it might be that they say, you know what, I've always struggled with maths. I really don't get it. Yep. So we can put some targeted goals in that individual learning plan to build those skills. And also their focus plan that looks at, we use a zones of regulation to look at self-regulation, emotional regulation. So those are skills that they can take into their adulthood and apply through their lives. So it's about, you know, when we read our bodies and we feel this way, this is how it manifests itself. And these are the strategies that work for us to bring ourselves back to a calm state.
And one of the things that I understand with Siri is that it might not be academic. It might not be that, you've got to get 95 at the end of the year. And that. Mm-hmm. For some of these young people, it may be just that they attended 4 days a week or 3 days a week, mightn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I can think of a student that I met with on one of my first days who really was disengaged, was lacking that motivation, which happens to all of us from time to time, and wasn't attending regularly. So we came up with a plan that he completely agreed to, that he would attend 2 days a week for 3 weeks. And that is more than he had attended for months. And that's all he could deal with at this point in time. Yep. And that was okay. And he's just achieved that goal.
So he gets a real sense of achievement. Yep. Or he or she, I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
They get a real sense of achievement that, hey, I've done this. And then maybe
absolutely.
The next step.
Absolutely, that's right. So the next step, so we planned that we would then meet again at the end of that period and we would review. So then we'd be checking in, what do you think you can deal with in the next period of time? Yep. And it may just be maintaining that. It may just be continuing on that plan, which is still a lot better than what was happening before. So yeah, you're absolutely right. It might not be an academic goal. Yep. It might be a social and emotional goal. It might be getting up in the morning and getting to school on time. Yep. Joining us for breakfast. We have free breakfast every day. You know, that's a beautiful experience where our community comes together.
And is it part of... Like when a person graduates from the school and moves on, how do you judge what they've done? Like, I mean, it's at a high school, it's the score at the end of the year.
Yes.
But Siri doesn't do that. I'm just wondering how you decide at the end of the year this has been a success. Is it I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. So it might not even be the end of the year. It might be partway through the year.
Yep.
And a student might say, you know what? I just want to get like a year 10 pass or a beginner VCAL certificate.
Yep.
And then I feel like I've got the minimum, you know, literacy and numeracy standards to set me up well to move into an apprenticeship or further study. Or that's just where I feel comfortable getting to. That's my goal.
Yep.
And we'll celebrate that. That's a graduation. You've finished. You've met your goal. You're where you wanted to be. You've got this minimum standard and a certificate that then you can share with any employer.
And then you move on to whatever you want to do.
Exactly right. Yeah. And for some students, they want to continue to the traditional sort of year 12 idea, and that might be that they complete their senior VCAL certificate.
Yep.
And that's massive. And some students, they can do that in a year. And some students can do that in 2 years, and that's okay. So we'll help them to reach whatever their goal may be.
All right. So we need to talk. First of all, we've got a few things we need to talk about, Siri, but you're looking for a teacher.
Absolutely. So, look, we do have a teacher position available at our campus at the moment.
At Yarra Junction.
At Yarra Junction, yeah. So it's in one of our VCAL classes, and it's a really small group of students with a full-time learning assistant in the room. It's a fantastic opportunity for a teacher. It is not your traditional mainstream teaching idea, but the staff work collaboratively, and there's a lot of support for any teacher coming in. Don't have to have ever taught in that sort of environment before, but just to have the desire to make a difference for these young people and give it a go.
And people that apply have to realise that it's not just a normal... I'm not putting teachers down because I think they do a terrific job and I've got a daughter that's one, but it's not. They're not going to walk into a classroom where there's 30 kids and we've got to try and aim to the middle and do what we can.
No, not at all. So not sitting in rows, not doing worksheets.
Yep.
It's very hands-on. It's very individual student work-led. So a student might not be able to engage for this period of time. They'll do an alternate activity. Yep. We'll work to re-engage them. We have an outstanding wellbeing team that is very active in our campus.
So they'll all support this teacher that you're looking
for. Yeah, 100%. So it does look very different. But some of the relationships that we have in our school between our staff and our students are just beautiful to see. So it does take a certain type of person.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, if anyone out there is interested in having a chat, then please contact me at Siri Yarra Junction. I'd love to, you know.
Which is C-I-R-E.
C-I-R-E, that's
at
right. Not like Siri that you talk to your phone.
So what's the phone number? We'll just give that now for Yarra Junction.
Well, actually, it's better to call the central number
whatever.
So they can answer any inquiries. So that's 1-300-835-235. That's 1-300-835-235. And our website has loads of information on it too, including all of the jobs that are available through the entire organisation.
Quite a number.
Yes. So that's www.cire.org.au.
And if people didn't get that down, well, as long as you have your paper and pencil ready, by about 5 to 1, we will give those out. Now, just before we move on, because we've got to keep Kania happy too, she no doubt has told us a few things she'd like to talk about. You had the winter market. How did that go? Or were you there?
Oh, I actually went along, Alan. So when I was living in Queensland, so I'm from the Yarra Valley, moved to Queensland for 7.5 years, and I've been back for a few weeks now, and it's amazing. So I've been
probably
following...
Probably the coldest time of the year you could come back.
Yeah. I'll not lie. It's been a challenge, but it's worth it. So I was really looking forward to getting along to this market, and the call was put out there, you know, anyone willing to volunteer. So I did. I went and volunteered for an hour or so on the show bag stall and sent a lot of children along on their free scavenger hunt around the market. And it was so well attended. So many families and people bringing their doggies along, and the stalls were great. There was
crafts. I was going to say, you had plenty of stalls?
Oh, great food, crafts, free things
coffee.
For the children, lots of coffee, lots of candles. But, you know, the summer market will be amazing. They've already got over 80 stalls.
Do you
booked.
Know when that is?
The 2nd of December.
2nd of December?
Yeah, so over 80 stalls booked already.
Gee, that's
which
all
is incredible,
it?
Yeah. So I think the sun came out for us on Sunday and it just made it an even better experience.
But that helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And generally, by the time we get to the 2nd of December, it's going to be a lot better weather than even last weekend.
I think it's going to be amazing. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, we're just going to take another quick break and we'll be back with more. An updated version, of course. Back in the old days, it was Ike and Tina Turner with the Nutbush City Limits, and I think we all just about went to dances everywhere, and that was played. You went to a wedding, you went to a 21st, but that was the 90s version, and that was just Tina Turner. We know Poor I Like didn't do too good towards the end, and that was the Nutbush City Limits in the 90s. Now, Jackie, you're going to tell us something. We picked that song not just out of the blue. Why did we pick it, and what does that song mean to you?
Well, since starting at Sirri Yarra Junction a few weeks ago, there have been many, many moments that have brought great joy to me.
To you, yep.
And absolutely. And so one of those moments, and they seem so small, but they are so big, yep. A student had his phone, pulled out a speaker. He was on a veranda just outside my office and he started playing the Nutbush. And as soon as I heard it, I knew it was an opportunity. So I ran out. He's one of our older students. I ran out and I said, no, hang on, wait for me. And he started it again. And we stood there at the top of the stairs in front of whoever was out there. And we did the Nutbush together. And lots of laughs and fun. And some other people started joining in too.
And probably brought you closer to the student as well.
Yeah, look, I just think it's those moments, those small moments that we really need to take hold of, and because they're the ones that keep us going and they're the ones that really cement those relationships. And it's like making a deposit. You're making a deposit so that when you need to make a withdrawal or have a challenging conversation or work through something tough, it's much easier to do that with the students. So in my time there so far, there have been many moments
so
like that.
So you're looking forward to a lot more.
Oh, 100%. It's been amazing.
All right, let's just move on. The community hub. What's going on down the community hub?
Oh, so I went down the other day to introduce myself to Nicole. So in Yarra Junction, Nicole runs the community hub and she is amazing. Yeah. So warm, so friendly. So I encourage anyone to just pop in there and see what she has to offer.
You can just pop in, can't you?
You absolutely can. Yep. You just call in, grab a coffee. She'll tell you about what's going on in the area. Yeah. And they have a community meal there, the first Thursday of the month, and Chernside Park has one as well, the first Friday of the month from 12 till 1:30, and it's just a gold coin.
I was going to say, oh, pardon me, I shouldn't have coughed, didn't have an option, but I was going to say, it doesn't cost the person one, and particularly if you're lonely. We've talked about this often on these shows that I do about loneliness and people being stuck at home. There's an opportunity for a gold coin to get out, not only to have a meal, but to meet fresh people. Or new, not fresh people.
Well, they could be fresh. It's a bit cold at the moment.
sorry about that.
I knew what you meant.
Fresh as opposed to stale. Sorry about that.
That's right. Yeah, on that, they have bread there too. They have free bread. But no, absolutely right. So for a gold coin, it's not just about going and getting a cheap meal. It's about connecting with others in the community. Yep. So you might be a little bit quiet, might not get out there much socially. It's just an opportunity in a non-threatening way to just say good day.
One of the problems, and I've talked about this many, many times, and people are probably sick of hearing me, is social isolation is going to be a huge problem as we keep moving forward, particularly as people retire. Maybe they had their future planned out, either the husband or the wife dies and the other one sort of just sits at home, and it's never going to good well in their health. So if they get out once a month, both Yarra Junction and
Chernside Park. Yeah.
And when was it, the first Friday in the month?
So the one at Yarra Junction is the first Thursday of the month, and Chernside Park is the first Friday of the month, and both are from 12 till 1:30.
So it's not a huge big day, but you can certainly people can get out there and do that. I've just got to take one quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before, no. Yeah. I just wanna tell you right now that, I believe, I really do believe that.
darling, put a hurting on me. I said, oh, 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 hey, hey, yeah. Oh, it must be love.
You know it must be love.
Oh, you know it walks like love.
You know it walks like love.
You talk like love.
You know it talks like love. You
make me feel all right.
You make me feel all right.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
I've actually got another version of that coming up straight after the 1 o'clock news, and you'll be surprised who it is, so be listening. Jackie, Siri have always got courses on. Now, they've got some main courses on, and they've got a couple of courses that you can almost guarantee a job if you do them, haven't they?
Absolutely. Of course, Siri, C-I-R-E, is a great organisation, and one of our departments is the RTO, the Registered Training Organisation, and there is still time to enrol in some of the certificate and diploma courses. Yep. Some of those are aged care, community services, education support, and early childhood education and care. So,
and particularly with old, with the aged and the young ones, there are plenty of jobs out there.
So many jobs available at the moment. I know, for example, in childcare centres, always looking for staff. In our schools, we are always looking for teacher aides, learning assistants. So valuable. So you would almost be certain, that's right, of a job very quickly.
And you could even get one or two of those jobs, particularly with the young ones. You could almost get a job with Siri if you do it properly.
You're absolutely correct there. So it's a great opportunity to study with Siri and then get to know some of the people through Siri, right, and then maybe transition yourself into paid employment. Absolutely, yeah, right.
Which is terrific. So those courses are ongoing, so people need to get on the website, and after we've done the next song, we will give you the website. So get on there and have a look. Now, one of the things, and I know I mention it a lot, is this first impressions, and it's all about, it's not really an op shop. I mean, if a lady is looking to get back into the workforce, and let's face it, through COVID, a few people lost their jobs, and with the mortgages these days going up. I think first impressions will, first of all, help to deck you out with decent clothing.
Mm-hmm.
They will then, no, I won't say that. I sound sexist, but I was going to say that I believe they can almost deck you out from go to woe.
Probably. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yes.
So, I mean, and people shouldn't judge you by the way you look, but I can guarantee if a person turns up in clothes that aren't really nice and the next lady turns up, they've got a head start no matter what we say.
That's absolutely correct. And yep, look, we've got two stores. Moorabark, yep, and Yarra Junction.
Yep. Now, Yarra Junction's fairly new, so you're looking for more people to get up and use Yarra Junction.
That's right. We want more people to walk in there. So if you've got clothing that you don't need anymore, we would love those donations. All you've
not
got to
rubbish.
Do is... No, not rubbish, because, yep, that's not what it's about.
And it costs you money to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Apparently the fashion industry is cause for, throwing away a lot of fabric at the moment. So recycling your clothing is actually a really good idea. So looking for volunteers in the
shop. To work in the shop.
As well, yeah. So gain some skills, maybe even get yourself a reference so that you could move on to paid employment.
And you can also get help with writing your CV too, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. So Siri is a great organisation for helping with all of that. So even if you could only commit, an hour a week or an hour a fortnight, then I would encourage anyone to go and call into one of the First Impressions clothing stores and putting your hand up and just letting them know what you can offer, and go and get yourself an outfit. I'm really impressed with what they've got there.
And go along and for the people who aren't necessary, the lady who's not necessarily looking to go back to work, they can buy at the shop too, can't they?
Absolutely they can, yeah. Like I can go in there and I can buy myself an outfit. Anyone can walk in there at any point in time.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, look, we'll take one more quick break. And Jackie's a bit of a fan of Carole King, so we've had a couple, or we've had one Carole King. This one we're going to play has been a hit record or a hit song in three different decades. But just on top of my head, I can't think who the first one is. We're going to hear from Carol King and, of course, our own Kylie did it. So three different decades, it's been a hit song. So let's listen to Carol King and The Locomotion. If you're listening, David Oaten, I know you'll love it.
Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to Community Connections. And as I said at the start of the hour, that we've got Siri with us, and normally we would have Cindy McLeish this afternoon, but unfortunately something's happened there and she can't be here. But between 2 and 3 we'll have choice tunes. And I should mention too, while we've got Siri, we had Gus, who's the CEO of Siri, in 2 weeks ago. And so if you go onto our website, click on down the bottom where it said podcast, go up to where it says choice tunes, click on that, and you'll hear all about Gabby's life and what she's done and the music that's influenced her life. There's terrific songs in there. A lot of them were Elvis. Loved them, Gabby. But anyway, so, and apart from that, there are other podcasts of choice tunes up there, including one about myself. And I should always mention, if you go hit the podcast, instead of going up to choice tunes, if you look on My Smiling Face and click on that under there, you'll get podcasts of Community Connections. Anyway, we're here to talk to Jackie. Jackie, you've got us excited. We might want a job, there not so much a job, but we may very well want to find out more about training that will lead us to a job. You're also looking for a teacher up at Yarra Junction.
Yes.
There's all sorts of opportunities. How are we going to find them? Who do we ring and where do we go?
All right. Well, the Siri website is full of fantastic information about everything that Siri offers, including one of the pages. It's labelled careers. It's very easy to find. There are so many positions available at the moment, so great time to be joining Siri. Fantastic organisation to be working for. So the website is www.siri.org.au.
That's what Siri's one word, is it? There's no dots.
It is. No dots. Yep. No. just cire.org.au. And I find if I just type Siri, C-I-R-E, into Google, it comes up straight away.
Well,
so
it does. Yep.
Very easy to find. And we have a great number. These people on the other end of the phone can answer all of your questions and direct you to the right person as
yep.
well. So that's 1-300-835-235. That's 1-300-835-235. And they can forward your call to anyone. I get calls from all sorts of hubs and different places where people have called and said, I don't know who to speak to about. And then they just transfer the call to the different departments in the organisation. So
terrific.
Very well run.
Now, the other thing that we must mention before you go, put in the diary the 2nd of December, the super duper summer market.
It's going to be amazing. So with over 80 stalls already booked, so I believe they're still taking bookings, it's going to be huge.
Yep.
The weather will be fantastic. Food, crafts, art. The First Impressions Clothing Exchange will have a stall there as well. Free activities for the children. Bring the whole family and your dog.
And apart from that, it'll be close to Christmas, so you can buy your Christmas, particularly with the art and craft. There'll be this opportunity. It's not just, well, there's no people selling junk, is it? It's all new stuff. So
yes.
The opportunity is there is to buy some really good Christmas presents and support Siri at the same time.
That's exactly right. And you're supporting lots and lots of people in our community.
Yeah, so you can't do better than that. So you really need to put it in your diaries, because I know around Christmas time we all get busy. But that's the 2nd of December. It's down at Churnside Park, no doubt.
It is. That's right.
And it'll be an extravaganza. The other thing is, too, we should just mention just briefly again that you are looking for a teacher up at Yarra Junction. Have a look at it. You just need to be mindful that it's not what I would call a normal teaching position. You have to want to be able to work or want to work in that sort of area, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if you're not sure, give me a call. Call that 1300 number. They can put you through to me, Jackie, the principal at Yarra Junction campus. And I'd be happy to show you around too and answer any questions that you've got. It is a fabulous place to work.
Yeah, sounds fabulous. All right, so 1300 835 235. And also we should mention the aged care and the... help me here, Jackie, the aged care
and the
young ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So the certificate and diploma courses,
yep.
It is not too late to enrol. So, yeah, that's right, aged care, community services, education support and early childhood education
that's it, early
and
childhood
care.
And a middle block.
You were getting there.
not real good. Jackie, look, it's been a real pleasure to have you in.
Thank you. We'll no doubt
talk to you again as the year progresses on. We have somebody every month from Siri. I wish you well in your new job.
Thank you, Alan.
I hope it all goes really well for you, and I'm sure it will. Great organisation in Siri. And just quickly, there will be a podcast up of today's show, and also have a listen to Gus's choice tunes. It was a great afternoon. Thank you, Jackie. Unfortunately, the news is here. It's time, just about time for me to get out of here.
Thanks, Alan, for having me today.
No worries. Thanks for coming, Jackie. Bye.